Welcome to Two Girls with Grief Book Club. We may laugh or we may cry, but we're always reading.
We're both book lovers. We love book clubs and we love escaping reality in a good story. Our Two Girls with Grief Book Club will feature grief in fiction books, grief in nonfiction, and even just fun books to forget about grief.
So, Rachel, will you tell me your credentials about reading?
I love books. I feel like I can lose myself into book talk and just falling into different stories. I love romance books. I love fantasy books. I fell down a hole of some hockey romance books for a while. I am now out of that. Occasionally, I will read more serious books, but life is so serious. So I feel like I don't need to read about so serious topics all the time because, yes, this is a grief podcast, grief book club. So obviously I don't want everything I do to be so serious. What about you, Kendall? What are your credentials?
Yeah. Well, reading is very closely intertwined with my relationship with my dad. He taught us, me, my brother, and sister, all to be big readers. And a lot of my favorite memories with my dad involve him reading the books that we were reading growing up and him having conversations with us about them. And my favorite childhood series was Series of Unfortunate Events, and that got me on the reading drug. And he read all those books along with me. And I just think how special that is to have somebody in your life that loves you enough and reads the same books as you because they want to talk to you about it. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I feel like that's so much more wholesome than where I went to where my books are. I feel like my first memories of books is, I don't know if your school did it or just because we're different ages, is they used to have a book club with Pizza Hut. It was basically a reward system. So you would get these mini personal sized pizzas if you read, I don't remember how many books, but they gave you these little cards. And that was honestly probably the first time I got into reading was because I got rewarded with pizza. And as a kindergartner, that's amazing. So I feel like that for sure was probably the start. And like the book fairs that they'd have at school where you could go
in. Oh, I love the book fairs.
Those are magical. I mean, I still love bookstores. And
me
I
too.
Even got a little embosser that says this is from the library of Rachel
oh
Dwyer.
Oh my god, how cute.
Yeah.
I literally love that.
Take books pretty seriously around here, people. Those are our credentials.
Yeah. Like we said, we're going to be talking about books with grief. And our first book, to kick it off, to find out that Rachel hadn't read this book, I nearly flipped out because I was like, you have to read this. You're going to love it. I suggested that we read Crying in H Mart. And for those who are listening and have read it, I'm sure y'all agree why that's such an impactful book. But those who haven't read it, I highly recommend that you join us as we read along with it. Crying at H Mart is a memoir about Michelle Zauner and her complicated relationship with her mom as she slowly passes. And it kind of weaves in and out of memories. I really appreciate the story because it doesn't shy away from the complicated relationships that we may have with our parents, the good and the bad. But most of all, it was the descriptions of food, especially around traditional Korean cuisines, that made me fall in love with the book. I think it's such a fascinating way to show love for a person through food. And so knowing your sister was such a foodie, I think this would be so relatable.
It's actually, yes, it's such a foodie, but when I think of this book, I do think of Crying in Seafood City, which is the Filipino version of H Mart. And I definitely have cried in Seafood City. It was because of, it's like food memories. Yes, because I would only usually go there with my mom growing up, but also there is a way, I guess it's a Filipino thing. I don't really know because I just thought it was my mom, but it is basically she'd answer the phone or she'd call people I don't even want to say it because I feel like other Filipinos are going to make fun of me with my pronunciation. But
don't make fun of her.
She's like, it's me hoy, which is hoy. But she'd be like, hi, hoy, Miss Tess. I haven't talked to you in a while. And it sounded different, in a more Tagalog accent. But I always think of her. And then there was somebody that I just walked past in Seafood City. And she said basically the exact same thing, but for someone else's name. And I was like, oh, that should I think of my mom? And something that's as time passes, it's your memories don't come to you. You don't remember that you used to hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And I just literally started crying in Seafood City. So when you said that book, and we had our grief book also mentioned that before, different people But that's my first thought is like, yes, I've cried in Secret City. So very relatable so far. I just started it. But yeah, it, just the title alone, I'm like, I get it. I get it. That's me.
So we hope that everybody listening that you would want to read along with us. And we'll share our thoughts about the book every week with y'all.
Yeah, we'll be dropping new episodes with kind of little updates every Monday. So before our podcast drops on Tuesday, please email us at twogirlswithgrief@gmail.com. And we'll include that in the show notes as well. If you have any thoughts on the books, if you have recs, we want this to be really interactive. Also, because we both love books. And even if it is grief books and it can make you feel sad, and they're not all grief books, we're going to throw in some like random fun books. But I think it's a great way to like lose your mind, even in someone else's grief story, I think is nice. I have found myself drawn to more fiction grief stories. So this is one of my first, like really actually completing a book that's a nonfiction, a memoir about grief. I have enjoyed reading just how authors can intertwine how stories and just like how the grief kind of plays out in people's stories. Because I think I'm always figuring out, like, what is my story? What am I doing in my life? So I think kind of just seeing how it affects other people's lives and kind of the routes they take to me is really interesting. So I hope people enjoy this book club and our perspective on the books and why we choose each book and why this book club is important to us to add to our podcast.
I'm super excited. So I hope you'll join along.
And we'll see you next Monday with actual thoughts. And what chapters, Kendall, should we read by then? Should we have thoughts on? I would say let's do 1 through 5 because this book's actually kind of.
Love that. That's a good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm just looking at it right now. I do have to look here. So, and I have been taking little things to bring up when we do our episodes about them to kind of bring up stuff that I feel like I really related to or liked. So I am taking this very seriously, everybody. And I do have a book. So I'm excited for the next one. So we will see you next Monday. We'll be going over chapters 1 through 5. So hopefully you join us for that. And toodles, everyone. Bye.